Well, I certainly, as always, need your prayers today. If you have your Bibles and would like to read along with me in the lesson, I'll ask you to turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And there is certainly a lot that we are told in the third chapter of Genesis. But beginning with verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons." And I'm going to stop reading there with those first seven verses of Genesis chapter 3 for a reading lesson. My title today will be an age-old problem. An age-old problem. And there is a problem that exists within the ranks of the human family, and it has ever since the first people lived on the earth. And that problem is that we seem to have a tendency to listen to the devil. And there are some things I want to point out in the scriptures that I read here. And that is that when the serpent, when the devil approached Eve, she made it known to him that she was aware of what God had told them. When he asked her, "Did God tell you? Has God said that you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" She didn't hesitate to answer. She didn't say, "Well, I don't really know if he told us that or not." She answered him and said, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And so she emphatically answered the devil that God had told them that. Now, I believe that oftentimes that we find ourselves perhaps in too many situations. We find ourselves knowing what God has told us and yet not listening and not doing it, not doing what God has told us in His Word. We find ourselves not doing what He told us to do and doing what He told us not to do. And sometimes we take that, I'm afraid, too lightly. God doesn't take his word lightly. God is very serious about the things that he left to us in his written word. If you want to see how serious that God is concerning his word, go back and read about the man that was stoned to death for just picking up sticks on the Sabbath. God is serious about his written word, his instructions. But, you know, here we have a situation, even though that Eve knew very well what God had told her, what he had told them, yet we find that when the devil approached her, that she listened to him rather than what God had told them. And the Bible talks about how that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and did eat and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. Now, we see in this also that actually it was Adam to whom God had directly given the commandment. And we see that the devil did not approach him directly. He approached him through the woman that God had made for him, the woman that he loved and treasured. And that's how the devil approached Adam, was through her. But when Eve came to Adam, the Bible just says that she gave this to him and he did eat. He did not step up and he did not say, no, we can't do this. No, we better not do this because God has told us not to do this. He just willfully transgressed God's commandment to him. And we also, something I wanted us to notice in this is that the Bible tells us that this thing that the devil was tempting them with, that she saw that it was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Now listen, the things that the devil tempts us with are never good. They're never good, but he will certainly make them look that way. And that's what happened here. You know, she reacted to this, it seems, just because of the way that it looked, that it was pleasant to the eyes. That, and you know, there are a lot of things that the devil puts before us that glitter and they're shiny and they're flashy. And we have a tendency to go towards those things because they're pleasant to the flesh. They're pleasant to the eyes. You know, there's something consistent about the temptations of the devil. And that is, they are never good. The things that the devil tempts us with, listen, whenever we listen to him, and whenever we follow him, that the things that he tempts us to do will never be to our betterment. They will always be destructive. He is. Jesus said that he's a liar, that he's the father of it, that he is that because there's no truth in him. And you can rest assured that everything that is right and pure and good in the sight of God is something that the devil is going to want to disrupt. That's what he does. That's what he's always done. And that's why Jesus came into the world. And I want to share these two verses of Scripture with you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to the world to destroy the works of the devil. Now, for those of us who are saved, Jesus Christ is Lord. And we certainly need to be listening to him rather than listening to the devil. And for those of you that are here that are not saved, the devil doesn't want you to get saved. He doesn't want you to find the Lord. He doesn't want you to come to know eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so he will do everything that he can to sway you and to keep you from the Lord. So also in Hebrews 2 and 14, it says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, this is talking about Jesus, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Now, listen, what God did, the plan of salvation that God designed, and what he did could have never been born in the mind of a man. Only God could have made such a plan of salvation. Only God could have ever even thought of such a thing to come into the world in the flesh and through death destroy him that had the power of death. You know, there was no death. There was no death among God's creation until they listened to the devil. I mean, think about that. You know, we can see how harmful it is to listen to him, because there was not even any such thing as death until God's creation, until the human family decided to allow his evil influence. And I'll tell you exactly, that's what we do. Even though the devil is subtle, which means he's cunning, he's sly, he's crafty, he knows how to sneak up on us, and that's what he'll do. He'll come in a very sneaky way and in a very sly way. And even though he is cunning and crafty and deceitful and malicious and all of these things, and a liar and all these things, yet he only affects us when we allow his evil influence into our lives. Adam and Eve, neither of them were forced to do what they did. He does not have that type of power. God has not allowed him that type of power where he can impose his evil will upon us. But he tempts and he tries and he approaches in very sneaky ways. And that's why that we must be on guard. That's why that we must do what the Apostle Paul instructed the Ephesian church to do. Be wearing the armor. Put on the armor that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want to say this, and this was very much on my heart today. How many times have we heard this? Someone that has been seeking the Lord, and they're calling out to God, they're crying out to God, and all of a sudden the Lord saves them. And then before they know it, I mean almost immediately, the devil will tell them it didn't happen. How many times have you heard people testify of that? How many times have you heard people testify and say, before I even really told anybody about having got saved, the devil came and spoke to me and said, oh, now come on, that didn't really happen. That's not really what happened, is it? Sometimes it even gets to the point where we'll hear people say, perhaps you ask somebody, well, have you been saved? Well, I don't know. Let me tell you this, and I'll explain what I'm saying. I don't believe there's any such thing as a person that has truly been saved and don't know. I don't believe that even exists. Because God does His work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Now there may be people that have allowed the devil to confuse their mind, but listen, everybody that ever gets saved, when God saves that person, His Holy Spirit interacts with their spirit and God lets them know that they've been saved. And He does that for everybody that He saves. And so, too often, when it happens, and you know what? I can't look at anybody's heart. No member of this church can see your heart, but God can. And I can tell you this, that if you have truly been saved, God lets you know that it happened. He lets you know. Now you may allow, as I said, you may allow the devil, you may listen to the devil, and you may allow him to confuse your mind, but listen, you had an experience in your heart when you got saved where the Lord made you know that that had happened. And God is not the author of confusion. And when people are confused about that, it's not God doing the confusing. It's the devil that does that. I'm thankful that in spite of all that the devil does, I'm glad that in spite of all the confusion that we can allow him to cause, yet when we really go to God, that God can make things plain and God can make things known and God can take us back. He can take us back time that He did His work in our hearts and assure us. The devil will lie to you. He won't do anything but that. Have you ever been guilty of this? Have you ever said, well, I know that that's in God's Word, but surely that's not that big a deal. Well, if God inspired it to be written, it is. I promise you, if God inspired it to be written, every instruction that He gave to us is important. And whenever we look at it that way, whenever we take anything from God's Word lightly, we are listening to the devil. That's what we're doing. We're listening to the evil one. And, it may have not seemed like, I don't really know, when the serpent, when the devil approached Eve through the serpent, I don't really know. But you know, perhaps when she began to listen to him, perhaps she had this thought, well, it's just fruit. It's just a piece of fruit. I mean, how bad can it be? Look at it. It looks delicious. It's pleasant to my eyes. It looks like it would be something that would be very good. And that's exactly the direction he wanted her to go, isn't it? That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to look away from God, to look away from God's word and say, well, look, this just doesn't look like it would be that bad. It doesn't look like it would be something that would be dangerous. But I'll tell you what, anything that God has told us in his word to stay away from is dangerous. We better stay away from it. And so they allowed the devil's influence. I wonder how many times I've thought about this a lot. I wonder how many times that the devil has us right where he wants us. I wonder how often that he has us thinking exactly the way that he wants us to think, that he has us right where he wants us, and we are not spiritual enough to even realize that he has got us in his evil snare. I pray that God will continually open our eyes that we may see the wiles of the devil, that we may not be ignorant of his devices. I wonder how many times that we have failed and continue to fail to recognize the evil influences that he has on our lives. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I don't think it takes a scholar to see this. As far as I'm concerned, we are surrounded by a nation of people that are listening to the devil. They're listening to the devil. They have so many have forsaken what God says. What God has said doesn't matter anymore. It's outdated. It's archaic. We don't have to listen to that anymore. But listen, the Word of God is settled forever in heaven, and it's always been truth. It may not always be received. It may not always be believed, but it's always and will forever be truth, and we'll be judged according to it. God is going to judge us according to His Word. And we have a problem still today. There's a problem that exists today that existed with Adam and Eve. It's an age-old problem. And that is that the human family is too prone to listen to the devil rather than listen to God. We don't have to do it. And you know what? When we do, we need to take responsibility for it. We don't need to go the comedian's route and say, the devil made me do it. No, we need to take responsibility for it, because we don't have to listen to him. He wants us to, and he'll tempt us to. And certainly God doesn't tempt us to sin, does he? Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Beware of the devil, because he's a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. If you're here today and you have confusion in your soul about where you stand with the Lord, I promise you this, God didn't put that there. God didn't put that confusion in your heart. And if you'll turn to the Lord and you'll seek the Lord and really desire to know, God will show you. I believe that. He'll show you just exactly where you stand. He'll clear your mind. That's my message. Too much. Too prone to listen to the devil rather than to God. Brother Strode, let's have a song.
Number 153, verses 1 and 3 of 153, and I want to turn back a couple of pages and do a couple of verses more. 153 as we stand, 1 and 3. As I journey through this vale of sorrow, the way seems so strange and unknown. Lord, I need a helping hand to borrow, for I cannot find the way alone. I cannot find the way without Thee, dear Lord. Look down from Thy throne and make Thy light to shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone. When the raging storms of life confound me, dear Lord, wilt Thou keep me Thine own? Let me feel Thy precious arms around me, for I cannot find the way alone. I cannot find the way without Thee, dear Lord. Look down from Thy throne and make Thy light to shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone.